Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem. Chapter 40. Cephas, the Apostle Peter. Fear not. Scriptures. After these things, I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority. And the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, and has become the habitation of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean and hateful bird. For by the wine of the wrath of her fornication, all the nations are fallen, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth waxed rich by the power of her wantonness. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come forth, my people, out of her, ye that have no fellowship with her sins, and that receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached even unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Render unto her even as she rendered, and double unto her the double according to her works. In the cup which she mingled, mingle unto her double. How much so over she glorified herself, and waxed wanton, so much give her of her torment and mourning. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall in no wise see mourning. Therefore in one day shall her plagues come, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judged her, and the kings of the earth who committed fornication, lived wantonly with her, shall weep and wail over her, when they look upon the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in one hour thy judgment is come. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth her merchandise any more, merchandise of gold and silver, and precious stones and pearls and fine linen, and purple and silk and scarlet, and all thyine wood, and every vessel of ivory, and every vessel made of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and spice, and incense, and ointment, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle, and sheep, and merchandise of horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruits which thy soul lusted after are gone from thee, and all things that were daintily and sumptuous are perished from thee, and men shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, she that was arrayed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stone and pearl. For in an hour so great riches is made desolate, and every shipmaster, and every one that saileth any whither, and any mariners, and as many as gained their living by the sea, stood afar off and cried out as they looked upon the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like the great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city wherein all that had their ships in the sea were made rich by reason of her costliness. For in one hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye saints, and ye apostles, and ye prophets. For God hath judged your judgment on her. And a strong angel took up a stone, as it were a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with a mighty fall shall Babylon, the great city, be cast down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers, and minstrels, and flute players, and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman or whatsoever craft shall be found any more at all in thee. And the voice of a mill shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a lamp shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the princes of the earth. For with thy sorcery were all the nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and of all that have been slain upon the earth. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 24, American Standard Version. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book opened, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and sware by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, and he hath declared, as he hath declared, to his servants the prophets. Revelation 10, verses 1 to 7. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13, verses 40 to 43. And now ye know that with which restraineth to the end, that he may be revealed in his own season. For the mystery of lawlessness doth already work, only there is one that restraineth now, until he be taken out of the way. Then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the breath of his mouth, and bring to naught by the manifestation of his coming. Even he, whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be judged who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Footnote. So who sent the error? Who sent the lie? That they would all be judged and for not believing the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness? God did. End footnote. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 to 12, American Standard Version. End scripture. Two visions. First vision. Then I beheld this giant that God is raising up, even this corporate sun, descend from heaven with the light of the city reflected as a rainbow upon the face of the giant and upon the brow, and his face was to look upon like the jasper and the sardine stone. The surface of the earth was filled with great tribulation and wars, nation in struggle against nation, and men in fearsome measures, warring one against the other, with large explosions and many destructive things happening to the natural earth. This giant stood with one foot upon the land and one foot upon the sea and cried with a loud voice that time should be no longer. End first vision. Second vision. I beheld a silver line across the sky above me. The silver line was smooth and straight with no imperfection, bright in silver color, very straight and true. I could see that it extended to the left from the foundation of the creation of the world, and to the right it extended into a space that was beyond my eyesight. I knew that this was a timeline of the Spirit and the kingdom of God's dear Son. Running parallel below this line was a second line, a swirling trail of a brown cloud, thick and dirty. This cloud started in Eden on the left in the heart of Adam and extended through history. It ran completely parallel with the silver line. However, it was not straight, but very crooked. I noticed that at key periods of history, this line would dip and thicken where iniquity increased in the earth. I saw the brown line of cloud extend through the main kingdoms in history gone by, the crucifixion of Jesus, wars of various kinds, and the world wars in our recent history. For I saw it come to an explosive end. The explosive end of this line was a greater measure of thickness and of the increase of iniquity, unlike any other area of history before it. The explosion of this line was as if it ran into an invisible wall. He who has ears to hear, let him hear this. The line exploded and ended in the Lord's chosen time. Footnote. I had received a date concerning this, but I am not led to share it. End footnote. End second vision. End visions. Jesus said to Peter, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Then he bid Peter to come walk with him upon the water. This writing is similar, as it is indeed prophetic, of the stormy sea and of the Lord walking upon the waves, bidding us to come to him. As you read and interpret by the Holy Spirit the third vision above and the rest of what I have written below, know that you are going to bid to step out of the ship and to walk upon the waves with the Lord. If you have faith, you will not sink. Fear not, dear overcomer, to receive this third vision into your spirit. Know that it is not from a man, but from the Lord himself, who has called his watchman to warn of the coming danger. Scripture related to watchmen from Ezekiel 33, verses 1 to 9, Bible in Basic English. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, give a word to the children of your people, and say to them, when I make the sword come on a land, and if the people of the land take a man from among their number, and make him their watchman, if, when he sees the sword coming on the land, by sounding the horn, he gives the people news of their danger. Then anyone who, hearing the sound of the horn, does not take note of it, will himself be responsible for his death. If the sword comes and takes him away, on hearing the sound of the horn, he did not take note. His blood will be upon him. For if he had taken note, his life would have been safe. But if the watchman sees a sword coming and does not give a note on the horn, and the people have no word of the danger, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he will be taken away in his sin. But I will make the watchman responsible for his blood. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the children of Israel, and you are to give ear to the word of my mouth and give them news from me of their danger. When I say to the evildoer, death will certainly overtake you, and you say nothing to make clear to the evildoer the danger of his way, death will overtake that evil man in his evil doing. But I will make you responsible for his blood. But if you make clear to the evildoer the danger of his way, for the purpose of turning him from it, then he has not turned from his way, death will overtake him in his evil doing, but your life will be safe. Ezekiel 33:1-9. For the Lord would encourage all who read these lines to have no fear. The Lord is coming. The Lord's coming is not what I have written about in that vision, but rather it may be the sudden stoppage of the iniquitous reign that has plagued mankind since Adam partook of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Fear not, dear reader of these lines, to trust implicitly the Lord to get you all the way through this year we are now in. I have been advised to not put an interpretation to this third vision, and have taken that advice to heart. However, I wish to share with you one thing the Lord has spoken to me that I have never heard before. In the past of my life, the Lord has taught me that the filth of the cup of abomination in the hand of the whore in Revelation 17:4, that this cup is the cup of the mystery of iniquity, full of abominations and blasphemy against God himself. This cup would be filled before God would deal with the cup. Then the Lord said to me a word which stopped me in my tracks. He said that cup is now full. In other words, iniquity had filled to the brim this cup of abomination, part of the purpose of God in this hour we live in. But then after this third vision, after 4 days, the Lord spoke to me again, and he said, God will now judge this cup and will cross it out with the might of his arm and by the spirit of his holiness. Never have I heard such a thing before. Never has such a thing been said to me in my hearing and in my thinking. The cup was full. Now God is about to judge it. The silver line of the redemption of Christ continued on unaffected by the explosive end of this brown, swirling mass of iniquity below it. This, then, is a warning to all readers to sanctify, set apart, sanctify yourselves and be ready for the motion of God which will move to set you aside even further unto himself. So several fear nots. Fear not. The Lord has promised to keep us during this time of coming tribulation. Fear not. The Lord will direct your very steps to come through this time wherein the world will reel to and fro in gyrations which will never be understood by the ungodly. Fear not, for many fearful happenings will take place in the earth. By these you will know that the Lord is judging the cup. Fear not, when you see the nations fall and collapse right in this very hour you live in. For this is the time of God judging this cup, and the judgment will be severe and complete and total, and nothing will stop it or thwart it from taking place. Fear not, when you are asked by the Lord to remain separate and hidden during for the time, separate and hidden during the time wherein the Lord will judge man for his wickedness and punish the world for its iniquity. Fear not, when you see the systems of men and commerce shake and fail, and when you see great lies being exposed. Fear not, when you see the hidden lies of those who rule in men's kingdoms and nations be exposed, and God sweeps away the refuge of lies with the besom of destruction. Fear not. Know that during this time, your citizenship is of the heavenly city of God, the New Jerusalem, which, when the time is here, will be revealed upon the earth, even the body of sons who form the city. I'll say sons and daughters who form the city, as an eternal habitation in God. I pray we can all hear this well in the Spirit and respond according to the will of the Lord. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.